number 10, William's Strangest Story. William hated getting up in the mornings. He loved lying in his warm bed and thinking about flying in space rockets or finding dinosaurs. That was much more interesting than getting ready for school. He was very late for school nearly every day, but he enjoyed thinking of stories to tell his teacher too. "I'm late because our dog ate my math homework, so I had to do that again before I had my breakfast, and my little sister threw my school uniform in the bath. Mom had to dry it before I could put it on, and someone stole Dad's car at midnight last night, so I had to walk all the way here." Of course, the teacher didn't believe William's stories, but the other children in the class loved him. "You might win a writing competition one day," his best friend said. "You might write a storybook one day. You might be famous," the others said. One morning, William lay in bed thinking about visiting other planets. When he turned on his mobile phone and told the time, he thought, "Oh no, I'm gonna be late again!" He jumped out of bed and started getting dressed. Then he remembered something important. He had to take a dictionary, a pair of scissors, some glue, and a roll of wool to glue. He needed these for his English, art, and geography and science lessons that day. He found them, but it was already 9:02 when he left the house. His lesson started at 9:00, so he had to run very fast. He ran so fast that he fell over and hit his head on the ground. Ouch! When he opened his eyes, he wasn't in the street by the school playground. He was sitting in a spaceship on a space monster, was laughing and pointing its long fingers at him. "Well," thought William, "today I'm gonna be really late for school." "Blah, blah, 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 blah," the space monster said. William didn't understand, but the monster was pointing at William's rucksack. So William opened it. His dictionary fell out. The space monster hopped over, picked it up, smelled it, and then ate it. "That tasted delicious," it said. "Wow," thought William, "that's fantastic. Now it can speak English. When I get home, I'm gonna eat my Spanish dictionary." "What else have you got in your rucksack, Ed boy?" the space monster answered. William showed it the scissors. The space monster touched them carefully with its long fingers. "What do you use these for?" it asked. William looked for something that he could cut. He saw a square piece of gold and silver paper next to the spaceship's computer. It had lots of spikes and spots on it for cutting, William said, and started cutting the paper in half. The spaceship suddenly stopped moving. "No, stop, that was my important space map," the space monster said angrily. "Wow," thought William. "I've got a really big problem here. Without a map, it might take much more time to get to school." Then the space monster saw William's glue and ball of wool. It picked them up, but the glue fell through his fingers and dropped them on the floor. The top came off and the glue came out. It went all over the space monster's feet. "Do you drink this or wash it?" the space monster asked. "Jump in it and see," William answered. The monster jumped into the glue and tried to jump out again, but it couldn't. It threw the ball of wool in the air, and when it started waving its arms round and round, the wool went round and round its arms too. Soon, the monster couldn't move at all. "Blah, blah, 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 blah. My ship," it shouted. It was forgetting its English words. I've got a horrible headache because I'm blah blah blah. Your strange language. You've broken my speech, blah blah blah. And now I can't move my blah 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 off my arms. I'm sending you home. Go home right now. William was suddenly on the ground outside the empty school playground. It was 9:05. He ran into his classroom and said, I'm sorry I'm late. You see, I was in a spaceship and I couldn't get away. A space monster ate my dictionary. Then I cut up the space map so the spaceship couldn't move. Then I glued the space monster's feet to the floor and my wool went all around his arms, which made it really angry. But everything's okay now. His friends couldn't stop laughing. Well, the teacher said, William, that's the strangest story you've ever told me. I didn't believe any of it. William smiled and looked inside his empty rucksack. Well, I know all of it really happened. He laughed.